Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Que Golazo. We have a great interview with Barcelona, Denmark striker Martin Braithwaite, as he discusses life in Barcelona, looking ahead to PSG in the Champions League, La Liga title race, Copa del Rey, and what he does off the pitch, which is really, truly amazing. He has some great, great ventures that he's fully invested in along with his uncle, Philip Michael. Stay tuned. A really good interview, a really good chat with Martin Braithwaite. Stay right here. Joining us on the show is Barcelona and Denmark striker Martin Braithwaite. Martin's career has taken him across Europe from Toulouse and Middlesbrough to Leganés and eventually Barcelona. Most recently, it was his goal that secured Barcelona's place in the Copa del Rey final. And this week, they face PSG in the second leg of the Champions League round of 16 with a hope of yet another remontada. For Denmark, it was his goal that placed his nation in the summer's Euros. Disclaimer, we are not going to talk about their win against my Peru in the World Cup. But there's a lot you may not know about Martin, who is one of the most interesting professionals out there. He's an entrepreneur and a businessman with a social mission to wipe out the racial and gender wealth gaps, along with his partner, CEO and uncle, Philip Michael. Nice Companies owns, manages and operates real estate properties, but with the intent to help reduce the wealth gap and help people of color have more financial control of the real estate and their futures. Their new venture is Temple University, called Temple One, creating a hacker house where minority entrepreneurs can incubate their business ideas, get mentorship, be introduced to strategic partners, and be able to participate in a biannual pitch festival to potentially receive investment. So as you can see, Martin is more than meets the eye, and he's here today. Martin, welcome to Que Golazo and CBS Sports HQ. How are you, my friend?
First of all, thanks for the introduction and thanks for having me. I'm really good. Life is good and I'm happy.
I'm sure you are, because as we're taping, of course, you score that great goal to take you to the final. Very, very happy for you. Listen, first off, for those of us who are not familiar, because we're going to talk about your football, obviously, but you're such an interesting human being. You're so inspiring in many ways as well, along with your uncle and everything that you're doing. Talk to us a little bit more about Nice Companies, the overall mission, and why you got involved in the first place.
First of all, we're always trying to go in different businesses. And in the end of the day, our goal is always to give back to the people, because we believe that's something we're here to do. We're not here to keep everything from ourselves. Everything in life is about giving back and give back to people who are less fortunate than we are. So that's what we're trying to do.
So with this new venture at Temple University, and I said it a little bit in the intro, why don't you elaborate on that? It's about giving more power to the people, as you said. What's the idea behind it and the overall goal?
The thing is to change people's mindset, because when you're born in a certain area and in a certain family, sometimes I can only speak for myself, you just keep going in this circle of life where if your family and your community, they don't have this knowledge and you don't know exactly how to do things, then it's good you have people who can help you and push you in the right direction, because this is some knowledge that usually you wouldn't get for free anywhere. So we're just here trying to give back and actually, in the end of the day, making people happy, because when they feel more in control financially, it actually means in the long term that they'll be more controlled in their life and they'll have more time for their families rather than work too hard for the money. And we want them to teach them to make money work for them. So that's basically it.
Right. Because also the other component, Martin, as well, as you know, of course, is that millennials and younger millennials, you know, are more in debt than ever, than any other generation as well. So it's obviously about reducing the wealth gap. And specifically for you, I think with these ventures, with nice companies, is about reducing the wealth gap and giving a little bit more strength to Black and brown and indigenous minorities, specifically to make sure that they take more control of real estate and who they are professionally and personally.
Yeah, definitely. We believe in equal rights, no matter which color you are, there should not be any difference. So this is something that's really important for us, because no matter your color, you should have the same rights and you should be able to do the same things no matter what. So we just want to put everyone back in the game and make it equal for everyone.
Martin, you know, where does this side of you come from, right? I know that your uncle and the CEO, Philip Michael, of course, so business-centric. Where does this business-centric mentality come from you, especially with a socially conscious objective? Have you always been like this ever since as a kid?
No, I wouldn't say I've always been like that as a kid. But when I got older, and I really took a big interest in developing myself as a human being, a lot of the books that I started to study and read, it was always about how you start your own business, the most successful people in the world, how they have built their business. And I don't know, it just opened my eyes for a lot of things in business, which actually don't have so much to do with football, but I found a way that I could bring some of those principles to play football with. But through learning what they said, I also realized how many things I can do through business. And it's a big opportunity to give back to people.
Do you think it's important also just as an athlete? Because obviously an athlete's longevity is obviously a little bit shorter than other professions. Is it important to you that you have another type of future after you retire?
Of course, definitely. Because a footballer is where you get a bigger paycheck than people they usually get, but in the end of the day, it's a paycheck. And if you don't control it, in the end, your lifestyle, you'll start to have a life, everyday spending lifestyle and expenses that will just match what you're earning. And it's really important to take control of that and take control of getting some passive income in your life, because that's where the wealth, the real wealth, yeah, it is. And everyone, they don't know that, because they are using their body and working hard just to get that paycheck at the end of the month. So that's really important.
Absolutely. All right, let's talk some football here, Martin. How did it feel to score that goal against Sevilla to put Barcelona in the Copa del Rey final? Surely the biggest part of your tenure, because it's just been over a year since you joined Barca. How did it feel?
It was amazing. Of course, you always want to help your team to reach the final. And yesterday was just an amazing game all over the pitch. Everyone, they were playing really good, and in the end we got the win like we came for, so it was amazing. And yeah, just to top it off with a goal, it was an amazing feeling. Of course,
how has it been for you this year in Barcelona, not just the team but just living in the city with your family? How have you know, you're now going through another manager, Ronald Koeman, before Quique Setién. How are you feeling in this club right now?
I'm feeling really good. I feel personally myself, and the team is getting better and better for every game. I feel that you have seen that through the season, that we've just been getting better and better. And I feel right now we are really, really strong, and people, they should fear us. We're in a really good place. And on a personal level, my family and me, we're really happy in Barcelona. It's a great city and we're really enjoying life here.
¿Cómo está tu español, Martin? ¿Ah? ¿Cómo está tu español? ¿Está bien? You speak Spanish well or what?
Está bien. No hablo correctamente, pero puedo hablar castellano sin problema.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, you're just too smart for everybody. Too many languages. Hey, Martin, listen, I wanted to ask you about something, because obviously a Scandinavian striker in Barcelona is not, you know, it's momentous, it's historic, especially for Scandinavian nations. But there's another one that created so much history in Henrik Larsson. And I hear that you obviously, especially when you first moved there, you talked to him a lot. You asked him a lot about the club, et cetera. How did that come about? How much do you feel that when it comes to another Scandinavian striker in Barcelona?
I just feel blessed, and I'm really grateful that I have such kind of players, former players around me, that they can just share the knowledge with me. And I'm just picking his brains every day on different things and trying to learn from him. It was a great player, and I used to watch him when I was young, and just being next to him every day is special.
And I hear as well that, you know, because at the very beginning of your move, you know, Luis Suarez was there as well. You would like study the way that he would play with Messi and ask him questions as well, because I feel like you're such a hungry player. You're always looking to study people. And Luis Suarez was one of them, obviously, because playing your position as well.
Yeah, of course. Luis has been one of the best strikers for so many years. So he's obviously doing something right. So I was trying to ask him, and I was trying to look at the small details that he's doing, the runs and how he would link up with other players. It's a really important part of the game that people, they might forget, like the small details in the game. And I'm someone who likes to study the game completely. So I think it makes a difference.
No, absolutely. 100%. Listen, you said just something that you just said earlier about Barcelona and how, you know, teams, you know, you're climbing up the table, you're feeling good, obviously Copa del Rey final. As you get ready to face PSG, right? And hopefully to climb an obstacle here that you have to do. You said they should fear us now. Do you feel more confident than from maybe perhaps 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, because we haven't so many games since, and we've been doing great, winning games, and we're in a really good state. Of course, the last result, we made it difficult for ourselves, but we've proven before that we can do it. So why not again this time? We're feeling good going into this game, and I believe we can do something special.
I mean, like you said, it's happened before. Why not, huh? Why not? Always should think about that. Listen, what about the Euros this summer? Denmark with a very good squad. You actually, your goal against Republic of Ireland, secure that spot. How are you feeling about the European Championships?
I'm feeling good. I've been waiting for it for a long time because it got postponed last summer. Just really excited. I hope that everything will be okay so we can have some fans at the stadium, but I'm really excited. We're going to be playing some games in Denmark, and it's something really, really special. And it's something I'm going to really enjoy.
So, Martin, just quickly back to Barcelona, because obviously this is CBS Sports and, you know, big US American market. Sergiño Dest, a player that is a new, just like you, newly, you know, introduced to the Barcelona squad. How do you feel about him? How close are you with him? You know, he's obviously, you know, so popular here in the US and, you know, big hopes for him. How is it playing with him?
He's really good. He's a really nice guy. I talk a lot with him every day. Man, he's a good guy with a lot of potential. I'm sure he'll have a great career.
So when I asked Sergiño Dest, because I also interviewed him like last year, I asked him a little bit about what was it like, you know, when you meet Lionel Messi for the first time. You've been around, you don't get really shaken by much, but how was it to finally, you know, see Lionel Messi and be his teammate?
Amazing, because from a young age, I used to watch him in TV, and now I'm here playing with him. So it was amazing. And also, it was kind of natural because he's a really laid back guy, chill. So it was really natural and really easy.
Who's the comic in the dressing room? Who's the jokester in the Barcelona dressing room?
Oh man, we have a lot, but I would say Griezmann is, I think it would be a good pick.
Griezmann. Yeah, for sure. I definitely believe that. Hey, listen, another quick question about Denmark, because I'm looking at this squad and, yes, it hurts me to remember when Denmark beat Peru in the World Cup. Of course, you deserve it. Fair enough. But let me talk to you about the European Championships again, because I'm looking, you know, you, Christian Eriksen, Poulsen. This is a good squad. Kasper Schmeichel. How far do you think you can go here?
If you know a little bit about me, you know I'm always aiming for the win. So going into this tournament, I'm only thinking about winning it, nothing else.
That's it. You can win it. You can take it. I love it. I love the optimism and just they call it la garra charrúa in Uruguay, that hard work. Hey, Martin, listen, where do you see yourself in 10 years? Because now I'm going back to the nice companies. I'm going back to everything that you're thinking about outside of the pitch. Where do you and your family see yourself in 10 years? Do you see yourself building nice companies even more, perhaps other ventures? How do you picture that?
Definitely, we're going to keep building on nice. And I think we'll have other businesses. And I will still be playing football in 10 years. So I'll not be a complete businessman in 10 years, but I'll still be playing and I'll be, still be at a really, really high level in 10 years. The next 10 years of my life is going to be amazing, and I just can't wait to experience it.
Well, you have American roots. How about MLS maybe, huh? Maybe MLS in the future?
Yeah, you never know. You never know. Right now, I'm just focusing. I have so much more things to do in Europe. I have a lot of things here to conquer. But yeah, it could be one day.
Well, Martin Braithwaite, Denmark, Barcelona striker, scored the goal for Copa del Rey final, gets ready for the Champions League against PSG. So happy to see him thrive, especially with nice companies as well, with the socially conscious mission. Martin, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you again for having me.
Hey, everybody. I want to thank Martin Braithwaite for joining me today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Que Golazo Pod. We are also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, youtube.com/Que Golazo. We're on cbsports.com. You can read an article based on my chat with Martin, and of course, plenty more to come here, including Champions League previews, Champions League recaps, weekend previews, and so much more. Thank you for supporting Que Golazo. We'll see you next time.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.